Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It is your friend James Shaw. We are back and better than ever on this Wednesday. If you're on Zoom, it looks like I'm in some sort of witness protection interrogation, like I'm being held somewhere against my will. I'm just being held at the Hyatt in St. Louis. That's where I'm being held at the moment. I'm teaching today. Southern Illinois, actually, is where I'm teaching. So it'll take me about a half hour to get there after we're done. I get to do a shift workshop today. But y'all, you need to see the setup. You need to see the setup on how we pulled off this really great looking call today. Go to the Instagram at James D. Shaw, look at my story. Also, Karen Murphy, when you go on my story, you're going to discover that someone tried to create a profile of me on the Facebook. It happens all the time. Being me is pretty great. Take a sip of something. It's pretty great. My wife is hotter than yours. My kid is more fun than yours. Life's pretty good. I get why you want to be me, but it's cool, bro. They said I was from Boston. You think this guy who grew up loving the Colts would ever say he was from Boston? Oh my gosh. No offense to Boston. We got a lot of people from Boston on the call, but just think about it for a minute. My goodness. We're having a great call today. First of all, I'm doing a shift workshop today in Southern Illinois, tomorrow in Kansas City. So if you have a chance to come hang out with me, do it. And then next week on Wednesday, a week from today, I'll be in Las Vegas. Doing a 3L intensive there. That's a course we wrote that we go through and do leads, listings, and leverage for today's market. We do workshops around it, and I do some presentations on it. And then we have panels. Cheryl, who's on our call every morning in Vegas, she's going to be on the panel. So Southwest region, that's Arizona and everybody in Vegas, Reno, all those places. Come hang out with me next Wednesday in Vegas. It'll be a ton of fun. We have been talking about past clients. Forever clients, whatever cute name you want to give them, doesn't really matter to me. That's what we have been talking about this week. And today we're going to talk about how we kind of create this relationship of loyalty. Do you get offended when you drive by somebody who did business with you and there's a RE/MAX sign in the yard? That bothers me. Take a sip of something. I've said it twice. That bothers me. We want to talk about how to set up loyalty. I came up with three ways. We'll do that at the top of the hour. But today, I want to wrap up what we did yesterday, which is really about building relationship. And the big topic yesterday was the importance of segmenting and tagging the database so you communicate people in the right way. There were about nine hands up yesterday that we just didn't get to. And I said, please raise your hand again this morning. Or if you didn't have your hand up yesterday and want to share this. How is it that you're segmenting and tagging the database in such a way that you can truly connect with the right people, stay in front of them, talk to them, connect with them in a way that makes sense? Scott, I don't think we've heard from you this week. You'll get to go first, friend. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. So I love playing with my database. I love tagging my database. And I don't only tag my clients, but I also tag my referral partners on how valuable that relationship is. On if you've sent me business, if I've spoke to you, if I've not spoke to you, that sort of thing. So I had more I was going to say yesterday, but I've kind of forgot and my brain's a little fuzzy because I've been at Glover U. But that's it. Tagging is where it's at.
Dan Tamarkin just sent me his tags. Dude, you got a color-coded system. You got it all figured out, Dan. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And I gotta just say that, like I texted you, I was very entrepreneurial with the whole tagging thing, James. I would just kind of come up with an idea, create a tag, come up with another idea, create a tag, a new color, cool. Let me go ahead and create a tag and. And all of a sudden, I had this aha this year that I just need to be much more purposeful with what the tools we have. And the simple system, James, that I shared with you and that I shared on Early Birds earlier this week was just having a rainbow system. KW gives us seven different colors, and I tag everyone by the most important tag categories and give them a dedicated color. So, red for me is the DTD2 color. The relationship is, green. Basically, where are they? A, B, C, or D,
I
or in
have it.
my system?
I'm just going to read it for you, Dan, because you
Yeah.
sent it to me and you don't have it right in front of you. Red, the red color. So in command, if you're KW, you have the different colors you can attach with the tag. Red is a DTD2, so that's do the database two. So A and W, B and E, D and O, and so on. Orange is their if they're a vendor or their occupation. So what it is that they do. Yellow, you're not using. Green is where, what's your relationship with them in the database? Are they a VIP, top 100 friend, nurture, acquaintance, or not met? Blue is their geographic location. Are they in the Tampa Bay area or not? That's really good. And then where in Tampa Bay are they? Purple helps you understand their familial status and motivation. Do they have kids or not have kids? So if you're sending out stuff involving, hey, get your family photo or whatever, you know, come to our trick or treat, like, you know, the right things, or they divorce, death, downsizing, and so on. And then gray is the status and timeline. That's really good, Dan. I like that. I think it's really smart. Tag, like, if they speak a language other than English and what sports they play and do they have pets, like, you're putting all this in there.
Yeah. So I have different categories, and I got to thank, Ellie and Lee, because on Monday they talked about this concept of psychographics, and I had no idea what psychographics was. Then I looked it up and I realized that what I had been doing was using psychographics to split up my database. And I gotta tell you, if you don't know what the word psychographic means, Google it. It'll be helpful. And what I did was I broke it down into categories that I could market to, and that's part of what the use and study of psychographics I discovered is all about. Mm-hmm. So I have, since I only have seven categories that I could use using the rainbow in my database, and I have a lot more categories that I want to track, like, again, do they have pets? You know, do they follow a specific religious tradition that I want to honor? You see the other categories there that I have, James. Like, what are their hobbies is a category. What are their interests is another category. You know, it allows me to, in a very simple way, on a simple spreadsheet that I have, posted to share with you, James, and then I put it in the pivot shift ahead page for people to look at.
You're gonna blow up your email, Daniel. Y'all, we always just, usually when something comes up on the call, we post it inside the pivot shift ahead Facebook group, so you can find it there. Keep going, buddy.
Yeah, and what I found is that, you know, it's a simple system, because now what I've been doing all year long since I came up with this approach, is I just look for the rainbow. I just go through, okay, do I have red? Do I have green? Do I have yellow? And coming back to yellow, which was not used in the system, I use yellow now to indicate, like, are they on my mailing list, or, you know, like some process related thing, like, are they on my mailing list? Do I need to send out something to them, or are they on my drop by list, my pop by list? So that's a process thing that doesn't show up on the spreadsheet I shared with you. But, you know, I just look, you know, do I have their occupation? Are they a vendor? Do I know what they do for a living? And if I see the rainbow, then I know that category or that client is tagged properly and completely. It's like 100%.
You have all the colors. Then you kind of have your maximum info on this person, so you can best communicate with them and segment them in the right way.
Correct. And since I only have seven colors, what I've done is I just dedicated those to my seven most important categories. And then everything else is just bonus categories. Like, do they have pets? You know, for example, that's not a critical category, but that's a nice to know, good to know.
Sure.
And
thank
I see
you, buddy.
Someone,
thanks for sharing it in Pivot too. I appreciate you very much.
You're welcome, guys.
Are you at home today, Dan? Are you in the Tampa Bay area?
I am in the Tampa Bay area.
What is the temperature right now?
60 and a little humid.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was cold yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank
it was.
You. Elsa, good morning.
Hi, good morning, James. Good morning, everyone. I agree with Dan. The weather today, it's interesting in Boca Raton, 67. I'm doing the same than Dan, but because I didn't want to be stopped by the color, I just completely let it go with the colors. I do have up to 10 tag per person in my database because I wanted to be very, very specific. So the tag would be even, you know, not only about the pets or their hobby, but it could be also where I met them, in which group, in which category, if it's someone that I met at the school, if it's someone that I met into a networking group. And I tag them also by religion, because I didn't want to send Happy Hanukkah to a Catholic, or Merry Christmas to a Jews, or a Diwali. So I'm trying to be very, very specific. And the more you are specific, the more the people feel that they are, you know, very much value and heard. I would say like that.
Yeah, that's really
great.
So
that's what I'm doing.
Elsa, thank you. Great share. Stacy Grove, you had your hand up yesterday. We didn't get to you. Good morning. Cheers. But real quick, before we start, though, I do have a question.
Okay.
How do you feel about the Indiana Hoosiers right now? Like, do you want them to win on Monday night?
Yeah, it's the first time in my life that I'm going to cheer for the Hoosiers. I do want them to win. I want that for the Big Ten. I want it for the state of Indiana. And when Purdue men's basketball wins their national championship in April,
You
we'll be
expect all
able
the
to.
IU support to have their
Yeah,
back.
100%.
Stacy lives in West Lafayette. She did not go to Purdue. She went to Ball State with me, but she lives right there in Sells in West Lafayette where Purdue is. So I was just curious from a lifelong Purdue Boilermaker if you're pulling for the Hoosiers on Monday.
Yeah, I'm pulling for John Shaw is who I'm pulling for.
Oh
Okay.
yeah, my dad is over the moon. I will just tell you, my dad is like, I never thought I'd ever see this. And I literally was crying. I was crying when they won the Rose Bowl. And I don't really care that much. I'm not as invested as my father. I was so happy for my dad and happy for my grandfather, who I wish was here to watch this. It would have been
I
really,
know.
really cool. All right,
So
Stace, go
good.
ahead. So back to tagging. What's on your mind?
Okay. Yeah. So what I was going to say is what I love about this business and I love about this group is there's so many different ways to do these things with excellence in a way that works for you and for your business. So I only have 1300 people in my database. That's it. And I'm deleting people all the time. I'm adding notes, whatever. But I was able to do $25 million in sales last year. And so I think what I'm hearing is I'm hearing people with all the tags, which is great. Like that's what works for your business and the way that you serve your people. There's a way to do it that is not that. And I think, I only have 23 categories in my entire database. It's very simple. I color code, like a lot like Dan said, I have my buyer stuff on my calendar is green, my seller stuff is red, et cetera. But my tagging is very, very minimal, and that's okay. So I'm just encouragement for people that this feels overwhelming. It doesn't have to be.
Well, I think it's a good point because, Dan just gave us the 87 tags he uses. That didn't happen overnight. Dan's been in the business. I've known Dan for what, 13 or 14 years. Like, I've watched his business grow over time. And so just remember, we're building it as we go. At a minimum, I would, if you're going to follow DTD2, let's tag it. If we want to know kind of our relationship with them, let's tag it. But you're right, it didn't have to be 87 tags, Stacy. Stacy acts like she didn't sell any houses either. You're the number. Are you the number two agent in the board?
I was number four,
Number
okay.
four. Okay. All right. Number four. Her mom's number one for 50 years. So
She
it's her.
outsold herself by $30 million last year.
She had her best year ever.
Like by a landslide.
That's so great. I'm so proud of
Happy
Kathy.
for her.
Yeah, Kathy's who got me in the business, so I'm happy for her. All right, Lindsay Jones, good morning to you.
So, 17 years in the business, I finally feel like I've got to a point where my database has the maximum amount of purpose that it could have. I have to keep it simple for myself. So I have VIP. I have 43 people in my VIP. That means they've either given me two referrals or done two sets of business with me in the past 12 months. They can get moved from the VIP out. So those are the people I touch the most. Then I have my inner circle, which is the people that have either done one deal with me or given one referral. Those are the people I touch the next the most. My top 500. Then I have luxury, which is a new tag, people who've sold over $1 million and above. Because those are the people I want to concentrate on to increase my price point. And then social media, people who've tagged me on social media get a social media tag because I want more of that. And then
Wow.
the other two tags I have is short term and long term clients. So when I'm lead generating, those are the people that I hit up the first.
Really good. Find your system to stay in touch. Thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate it. Louise Weiss.
I love the DTD2. It's so simple. I can't believe I didn't start it when I started real estate. I have four basic tags that I put every single person in my database has. They are the DTD2, two-letter tag. I identify if they're an agent. And if they are an agent, I put the two-letter state. So for instance, Janet Raby Meyer would be agent FL. If it's a non-agent, I non-agent two-letter state. And then I have a gender tag because some names are unisex and don't want to put my foot in my mouth and make an assumption that I shouldn't. I have a lot of other tags, but those are the basics. And with Smart Views, I'm able to quickly send messages to groups. And that's it.
Excuse me, I choked up about it. It was really good. Louise, thank you so much. Melissa, I called on you. You disappeared. You're back. Good morning.
I think that we'll have to treat have a class around unmuting.
It's
Well, we
hard.
actually
It is so hard on the phone. Yeah.
a lot of us actually do unmute, but let's be real. Well, hey, I guess hey, good morning, everybody. So I love all the shares with the database tags. Thank you all so much. Yesterday, I felt like a lot of the conversation was around staying in flow with them as well.
Yep.
And
yep.
I guess I wanted to offer, so when I had my hand up yesterday, I am a realtor who's been in business for 23 years as well and started in a whole different market. And I think I wanted to offer encouragement because it's like we get so caught up in everything in the business, on the business. And I actually had to kind of go back and like look at my Hot Mess Express database and fix it. And how I started, and what I mean fixing, it was like 95 tags. I was not communicating well. I was kind of like, okay, fly by the seat of the pants. Let's go on to Facebook. Who have I not talked to for a while? So I just want you to know that you can start small and get big results. So what I did at the end of last year is I looked at every person that I sold a home to because I tracked it on my board and I went through my database to make sure we had everything, like no missing information. And then I went to the year before. And so I just really started small. Facebook gives you lots of information too, team. So if you become friends with these people on Facebook, just get their birthdays. Like you'll learn a lot of things. But the Brainmove tags, Dan, amazing. I'm definitely going to do that. But I just want you guys to know, like, you've got to figure out your process and your flow and just do it. So
make it work for you.
That's right.
Yep.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. You too. Anna Kruger, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to add to what everybody's saying. If you are overwhelmed, because when I first started doing this, I was very overwhelmed by all the tags. And I just simply started with anticipated move date because that felt very important to keep that hot list. So it's not a category as much of are they my VIP or somebody I know in my SOI, but just what is their anticipated move date, and it helped keep them top of mind. And then I just want to encourage you to have fun with your database. I was in a meeting one time with my marketing person, and we were talking about like A clients and B clients and C clients, which is the hot, they're going to do something soon. B would be, you know, they're a few months out, and C was probably a good bit of nurturing. And I just was like, man, this is such a boring meeting. We're just talking about A's, B's, and C's, boring. And all of a sudden I asked my marketing person, I was like, do you watch Friends? And they seemed a little bit like, why are we interrupting the conversation? And I just said, what if we made A people Rachel's and B people were Monica's and C people were Phoebe's. And then the people who were like, take me off your list, we made them Janice. And it was fun. If you watch Friends, you know what we're talking about. James told me yesterday he's never seen Friends.
I've never seen an episode of Friends.
I judged him hard for that. But it made it fun to, when we would have to remove somebody from the database or mark them as do not call, instead of it being like, oh man, we have a do not call, it became like a fun culture thing on the team of, we have a Janice, and we all would just laugh about it. And it kind of reframed it a little bit. So that's a bit different than some of the tagging we're talking about as far as the category of person, but from a keep your hot list in front of you perspective, that's another way you can tag as well, is what's their anticipated date to do something. And it'll make sure you don't lose them in the mix of everybody as you're sorting out the rest of your database.
There you go. Thank you, Anna Kruger. Good stuff. Thank you for not judging me for never seeing an episode of Friends in my entire life.
Oh, I totally judged you, but love you. I still love you. It's okay.
I forgive. I forgive you. Jenny Finley, good morning in Idaho.
Good morning. So I love the tags. I also have the rainbow system, but I have everything from like, I have my groupies, and I call the groupies are like, I'll have my foodies, my wine people, people that are into small ranching or, you know, dogs, cats, whatever it is. And those tags are only as good as you make them, though. So if you're going to tag everybody and you're never going to use them,
right,
then it's pointless. So what we do is, like, maybe there's a great event going on around wine. We will send out an email, or my marketing director will set up in Facebook, so only the people that are in that group get that email. So it makes it very specific and very directed to those people, and they feel like the information they're getting is of value.
And that's part of the point. That's part of what we've been talking about this week. Jenny, thank you. I appreciate you. Christy May, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, look, there's light. I just wanted to share one really quick thing. And it may have already been said, but one of the things that I do that has helped me, because my memory seems to be shorter the older I get, but is I tag people for events that they participate in so that I can be sure to reach out to them the next time I do an event or that event. So
good. That's all. Great share. Hope Derek, good morning.
Good morning. There you are. So kind of what Jenny said, we kind of opposite, like we were figuring out that we were putting a lot of people with a lot of tags and spending a lot of time on that. And then we weren't using the tags. Mm-hmm. So we kind of lessened our tags to not be overwhelmed and spend a lot of time on it. And then we also realized we were putting in there the same thing. We were putting every event somebody came to, like you came to the egg hunt, you came to the fall festival, but then we thought, well, do we really care? Because when we have an event, we're going to invite them all anyway. So we kind of stopped spending a lot of time on that. But we do have the important tags. The other thing we don't do is I don't have any agents in my database. I have my agents on a different Google Drive because I don't want to mess up and be the one that sends you something. And to be quite honest with you, like the agents that I have in there are agents that I know and I've actually met and have a relationship with. I want to grow that, but I also don't want to send a birthday card to every person in Pivot that I don't know because it's kind of pointless, right? So I'm trying to grow my agent database, but not mix them with my client database just to make my number look bigger, if that
smart.
Makes sense.
Really smart, Hope. I love it. I love that we've heard all these different perspectives today so that you can kind of figure out what works best for you. We have time to squeeze a couple of more in, and then we got to get on the Facebook to get to today's part of the call. Nikwe, you want to go next? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I'd love to go next. So the tag system, I was getting overwhelmed because I was tagging so many things. But then when I started doing my process that I spoke about last week, what I did was I did it differently. As far as people that I spoke with that was with currently with a lender, I made that tag. I made a pre-approval tag. And so I did it like that. And also leads that I met or that I keep up with, I put them in quarterly tags so I know the last time that I touched them. So I go through my list every day. And to see, okay, this person is currently with a lender. Let me check in with them. So that was better for me. Of course, I have my past clients and stuff like that. But to be intentional to move forward, I put them in tags where I know that I can just check a list. And then those are the people that I check for the day.
There you go. Find your system. That's the point. Ashley Bearden, good morning.
Good morning from Lakeland, Florida. So as I'm going in and tagging my people, I know a lot of us use AM cards and send out cards. I am also creating a group in, I use send out cards, so in send out cards. So if I know they're a mother or father, they get added to Mother's Day, Father's Day groups. If they're a dog lover, when they're like December home anniversaries, November birthdays, things like that. So not only am I tagging, but I'm also putting them into groups and send out cards. So come the first of the month, I can just send cards out to those groups of people and be done.
Click, click. That's all you have to do. Ashley, thank you, friend. Shane, you get the last word. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to remind people the most important tag is your source. And that came up when we were doing the 15-day business planning. We realized that not everyone on our team had defined the source properly. And when we best 15 minutes we ever spent going through with our team, what sources really dig down into where they come from, because that's going to help you again double down. And another one that was really helpful was out of state. We have a lot of people that move in or out of the state of Florida. And that was helpful because we got less people unsubscribing from our newsletter because we weren't sending them stuff that was not valuable to them.
Really good. The reminder about source. Remember, in the 15-day business plan, what Shane's talking about is we said, hey, if you want to double down on the business, in other words, you want to be a little bit more on purpose with purpose, then what you want to do is make sure you are figuring out what sources are your top sources, what strategies are you using to earn business from those sources, and then those are the strategies you double down on. But you can't know that if you don't know the source. And Inspire members, in fact, we put together a whole spreadsheet where you put it in. I know Nick Alvarez put it in. She put all the sources in. It was eye-opening for her because she discovered something that she was doing daily wasn't giving her the return she thought it was, and something she was kind of halfway doing was giving her a better return. Well, to have that tagged in your database would be really, really valuable. Shane, thank you. Great share. Hey, everybody, what's going on? It's your friend James Shaw. We are back and better than ever. We are on the road today. I'm currently in St. Louis. I know it looks like I'm in some sort of detention center and that I'm being interrogated and I don't know, I've committed some type of crime. I'm just at the Hyatt in St. Louis is where I am. The arch is over this shoulder. If you go on my Instagram, you'll see what I had to do to see it. You can kind of see it from my room. And I'm pretty sure that's Busch Stadium right there where the Cardinals play. That's pretty cool. In a little bit, I'm going to hop in the car and drive to Southern Illinois where I'm teaching a shift workshop today, which is going to be totally fun. And then I'll fly over to Kansas City and I'm teaching in Kansas, Overland Park, Kansas, tomorrow, a shift workshop. So if you're in one of those two places, come hang out. Let's do it. JamesDshaw.com/events is where you can always see where I'm on the road. A week from today, I'm in Vegas. So if you're out west, come hang out with me in Vegas a week from today. Details are on my website. We are all in on helping our past clients, forever clients, VIP clients, whatever you want to call them. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how this idea of really the way that you, how you create loyalty, how you create a sense of relationship that is so valuable that those people in your database become so loyal to you that they're walking around whatever grocery store and they hear someone saying, hey, we need to sell. And they're like, you've got to use my agent. That's what we want, is that type of loyalty. We're going to talk about how to create it today. I've come up with three steps and then I want to hear yours. But before we do that, something good. Wally, good morning to you, friend.
Good morning, everybody. And thanks for this opportunity, James. I came to this country 44 years ago. Today is my 78th birthday. Got a contract written yesterday that is going to be ratified. And lastly, I want to thank everybody on this a group that has sent me a great, great birthday wishes. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to thank them. Thanks.
Thank you for being here. And I'm proud of you. Happy birthday. Janine Garcia, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. My something good is to just always think about the things that we're doing. Know that the things that we're doing are working. Our system called the Landing 360. We listed a property on Thursday. And yesterday we got a call from the system that it's like all the process, nothing but mailings. And in less than 2 weeks, in less than a week, we get a call saying, come list me because I love what you guys did. The introduction letter, the everything that we've done. And I saw that the sign went under contract in a weekend. And actually, it's a cash offer, which is wonderful. But then people are actually looking at you when you're doing things consistently. Yes. So our Landing 360 system works.
I'm excited because you and Miguel are doing an Inspire call with us to cover some of this stuff, I think, in February. And I am pumped to learn from you guys because what you've created is so great. So thank you so much for being on. All right, let's get after it today. A quick announcement before we start. Today is our Wednesday. We always do a Wednesday webinar on Wednesday because, as I've told you, we found that Wednesday is the best day for a Wednesday webinar. Today is a little bit different. Jen Bovey is leading it today. I won't be on. Jen's doing it, and it's on Zoom, so you can get on live with her. She's doing her ultimate workshop. She's kicking that series off for us. The link is in the chat, jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. And so I'd encourage you to join her live if you can. If you can't join her live and you register, we will send you the recording in the afternoon. So, and today she's doing a series for us over the next few weeks called The Ultimate Workshop. Today's session is free and she's covering her budget model so that you can make sure that more money stays in your pocket and you're profitable and that next the money you spend is accountable to some kind of return. So I'd love for you to be on. I think it's going to be great. 2:00 Eastern today. It's free. JamesDshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. I'd love for you to be there. So we are starting this 5-week series that we're doing here in Pivot Shift Ahead that's all about lead gen. I want your pipeline full of leads. No more piles. I want you to have a pipeline. And that way you can be very purposeful in the plays you run. Because one thing you know is that we learn the plays and then we run the plays. And I want you to run plays that work to the leads that are the best for you. And so we went and did the research on what are the most common lead generation sources. I didn't necessarily say the best. I don't know that anyone is better than another. So that's why I looked up what are the most common. We used a bunch of different sources to find it, and we came up with the five. This week has been all about past clients, forever clients, whatever you want to call them. And so Monday, Tuesday, we talked about it. Today, I want to talk about creating loyalty with that group. See, that past client sends you referrals and repeat business when they're loyal to you. And so how do we create a sense of loyalty? Do any of you have a brand that you're loyal to? That like when it comes to something, you don't even think about it. You just know that's what you're going to do. Put in the chat a brand you're loyal to. I'm just real curious. And, you know, for me, like today, I'm staying at a Hyatt. I'm pretty darn loyal to Hyatt. The first thing I'm going to do when I'm on an airplane is I'm going to go look and figure out, you know, where is it that, you know, is there a Hyatt there that I can stay in? I think that loyalty is something that gets created. And I've come up with three ways I think we create loyalty. First, I think loyalty is created right, you know, before and then immediately after the closing. So when you have a closing with someone, you're creating loyalty during the process based on how well you communicate. Did you set expectations ahead of time? You know, how were you handling issues that came up? And then how you follow up immediately after the closing. That's step one. I think the first one is loyalty is created kind of during the transaction and immediately after the closing. Number two, I think loyalty is created usually through small moments more than big ones. And what I mean by that is, I don't know that we have to do the big summer blowout all the time for people, but just a little handwritten note. Yesterday on the pre-show, we spent 30 minutes talking about Popeyes. You know, when you like drop something off at someone's house, that's not a play for everyone. I'm not telling you should go do a Popeye, but what I heard and why I put this on the list yesterday was where were most people getting the items that they were using for their Popeyes? At like the dollar store, the Target bin in the front, stuff that was on clearance. Like it was just little things to show that you care about them, these small moments, not the big fancy gifts. They remember how they felt during the process and then these little tiny surprises that you have along the way. So that's the next one. Number three point, I think it's consistency over creativity. That in fact, if you look at this call as an example, they're not super creative. We hop on a Zoom and we just chat, but we're consistent. We're here every day. And many of you are loyal to what we do inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. And many of you are loyal to what we do inside the Inspire Collective. And you come to our events and you're sad when you miss a call. Did you see the artist posted today that her Zoom spot would be open? She literally went in the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group and said, my Zoom spot will be open today because I started a new nursing contract and so I can't be on the call live. Like she's happy about her nursing contract and sad she's going to miss this call. She's loyal to it. It's important to her. Why? Because it's consistent. So we create loyalty through consistency. Being in front of them. That's why we did when was it? In December, I think, in Inspire, we did how you create a 75 plus touch plan. So that you can find a way, I you know, whether it's 100 touches, 200 touches, I don't care how many touches, but you find a way to be consistently in front of them with value, man, that creates loyalty. Small moments create loyalty. And then how you show up in the transaction creates loyalty. Those are the three. Let's talk about them this morning. I love these three hands I see up, Orly, Jordana, and Ellie. We'll start with Orly. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So this may be a little bit contrary to what we all have been talking about, only because we tend to sometimes overcomplicate things. And we're trying to find that magic pill, that amazing Popeye that's going to, you know, ignite them and say, oh my God, I love this person. I would never do business with anyone else again. However, if we keep it, as James said, simple, consistent, and systematized, it works equally well. I like simple. I like set it and forget it between you and me. I don't like to reinvent the wheel every single week when I hear great ideas. Popeyes are great. I've done them. Not doing them now. You know, it's whatever. But yesterday was a classic day for me. I got a come list me call. I looked them up immediately. And this person was an orphan buyer that bought in 2000. That's 25 years ago. Not even thinking of calling anyone else. Yes, they get the anniversary cards. They get the invitations to the pies. They're on the system. I've never spoken to them, never met them, never, you know, nothing, no Popeyes, no nothing, but the system consistently, time over time. Then I got a referral for a buyer that also needs to list. And then I listed a house that called me as she bumped into me in the supermarket because she knew me 3.5 years ago. She's been getting ready to get ready. And finally, she's ready and getting on tomorrow because of the follow-up. Another thing is, you know, I used to buy these toffee boxes for birthdays. And we used to ride around, drop them off in the mailbox, happy birthday. And then the company went out of business. So I said, oh, my God, what do I do now? They messed up my system. So I said, you know what? I'm going to keep it simple. I'm just going to get $10 gift cards to Dunkin' Donuts. And now I can actually mail it out to people that are outside my driving range because I didn't feel like driving that far. And do you know that I've gotten more thank yous from the $10 that I was spending for gift cards than the $30 that I was spending on the toffee? So the message is keep it simple, keep it consistent, and systematize it, and the business will come.
It's so true. That's the exact way my business works, Orly. Simple, consistent, and systematized. I don't even know the names of many of the people who are loyal to this community. There are 1,000 people on the Zoom right now. Okay, there's 944. Hold me accountable. And some of you have never said a word. I don't know who you are. I care about you, but I don't know who you are. And yet you're loyal and committed to this space. And there are people like that in your database. Ellie McIntyre, Jordana, stand by. I want to go to Ellie for this. I'll come back to you. Because Ellie McIntyre told the story. I'm sitting on a cruise ship in Iceland, meeting some family from the town you live in. They've never done business with you. You don't know who they are. But gosh darn it, you're their agent.
Yeah, that's a powerful one, isn't it? I can remember being very moved by a presentation from Ritz-Carlton, which we all align with the highest level of luxury. And anybody that ever stays at a Ritz-Carlton, I actually haven't, but the way that they empower their employees to go and do something extra, something special. And for a very long time, I've had a budget on this of you listen. And Facebook is such a great place, you know, and it's my lead generation. When I'm looking through and I'm looking through everybody, recently, one of my clients, her daughter, she's a Girl Scout, Girl Scout brownie or whatever they're called. They're selling Girl Scout cookies. And I just reached out and I said, hey, I'm going to Venmo you $30, buy 5 boxes of your choice. Please take them to the fire station. No pomp, no circumstance, but that loyalty that comes from doing small things like that. Just yesterday, one of my clients is doing a GoFundMe for his brother who has been going through cancer, which I've been checking in on. And he bought a house 14 years ago, sent me maybe 2 referrals, but he is my biggest cheerleader. So I made a $500 donation to his brother's GoFundMe. And he called me up last night in tears with the fact that I'm not part of their family, but I made that kind of contribution to their family. When you make loyal fans, raving fans, that's going to fund your business for a very long time.
True story. Thank you, Ellie. Appreciate you so much for sharing. Jordana, thank you for being patient. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you. And of course, with Ellie, she's amazing. So thankful to hear what she has to share. I wanted to share for people who are newer or who've been in the business a long time. I've been in this is going to go 22 years, which is hard to believe, but it goes fast. And the reason I want to share that is because I was literally out last night at a vision board event with my very first client ever. And she is one of my closest friends to this day. She refers all her friends, all her family for 22 years. Okay. And I'm going to say it's a little bit different than what Orly said in that with the orphan buyer thing. And that is loyalty too. But this is, I'm going to just put this cheesy thing out there and say pure love. Okay. Because I'm not saying, Orly, you don't love people. I'm just saying in this case, I love her. She loves me. And she's loyal because we are really, really good friends to this day. And I actually met her through a friend at a bar. So just so there's different ways that we meet people. And like, so I don't necessarily say, hey, let's do events together. but she is one of my favorite people in the world, and she always will be. And so I just want to share that.
Great share, Jordana. It's just being in relationship with them, being a flow. Hey, Cindy, I want to come to you next. You got a big business, sell 100 of homes a year, got a great database. I know your people are loyal to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you know what it is? My success is safer without you than without you is basically the success. So we want to, it's not born, you know, just because they did a sale with you, but it's born from protection. And they have to know that you protect their price, their timing, their stress, and protect them from making bad decisions. And so if you're there from the beginning to the end on that process, they know that. And so by conversations and keeping in touch with them all the time, with those things in mind, that their life in real estate is better with us than without us is super important for us. It, you know, safety creates a loyalty faster than charm will ever do.
And 100%. Cindy, that goes back to point one. The very first point that I shared was that this loyalty is first created during the transaction and immediately following. You know, if your transaction, if working with you sucks, your communication is bad, there are issues that come up because you screwed something up, you didn't keep them updated on what's happening, and then you give them the fanciest Cutco knife in the history of Earth, they still aren't going to use you again.
No. They don't follow you. Yeah, and they don't follow you because you're the nicest person. They right. follow the most certain one.
So. 100%. Cindy, thank you. Appreciate you so much. Amy, you want to go next? Good morning.
I'm here. Hello, everybody. Good morning. So when I moved here, I didn't know anybody. So I knew one thing that I could talk to people and use my previous experience in retail to be of service to people. So for me, how I manage these relationships is I'm there when they need me. They call me, I answer the phone. They need a vendor, I answer them. I give them a vendor immediately right away. So I think you have to understand who your people are and meet them where they are, and they'll be there when they're ready to transact. I've been nurturing a customer for 4 years. I don't talk to them, and they go to open houses all the time because they're just not ready yet. And they're like, we already have an agent. And now they're kind of in motion to transact. So meet people where they are, be there when they need you, and just be in flow with them. And I'm consistently inconsistent, and I think that kind of works too. So
These are all great shares. I'm sorry we're not going to get to the five hands that are up right now, but good news, we do another call tomorrow. So you can share tomorrow, Joe, Diane, Brittany, Erica, and Dean. These keys are really important. Now, some of you are sitting there and going, but hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right. I haven't talked to some of my past clients in a long time. How do we reconnect with the dormant past client, the one that we haven't talked to? What's a simple, easy way to do that? That's what we'll talk about tomorrow, is how we can kind of reconnect with those people. I want to remind you that today at 2 o'clock Eastern time is our Wednesday webinar with Jen Bovey. I'm sorry, I'm putting links in chats and I got to do it on two different screens. There we go. That's today. 2 o'clock Eastern time is our Wednesday webinar with Jen. She's going to cover the Ultimate Workshop today, specifically about finances. It's free. Every single one of you is invited. If you register for the Zoom, we'll send you the recording immediately after, so that you can see what you missed if you weren't able to join live. And then if you choose to enroll in her full program, you can obviously do that. That would be great. All right, I'm off to Southern Illinois. We're going to do a shift workshop today, shift workshop tomorrow in Kansas City. So I'll see you from Kansas City tomorrow. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration.